Here's a thought I'll title, Before You Process an Image. And it's a little exercise that you might find fun, I have anyway, and give it a try. It's only going to cost you about 20 minutes out of your entire life. The question is, what happens when you spend time with an image before you begin processing it? A lot of times for me, I'm very excited about an image that I want to process. I just leap right in. I don't stop. I don't think. I don't look. Sometimes I don't even feel. I just jump in. Probably because there's something that I want to do with that image that just seems so obvious. But that's the problem. What if the really good image that's buried in that capture is not one that you can see obviously? So here's my proposed experiment. Before doing anything to a raw captured image file, spend 20 minutes or so just looking at it in Lightroom or Photoshop. Just looking. Try to go beyond your first reactions. Write down any words that come to mind as you look at the image. Write down any thoughts or any ideas. And don't just write down one or two. Challenge yourself to write down 10 things before you begin processing your image. Here's some things that I predict you will find. But of course, you'll have to do the experiment to know whether or not what I'm telling you is true. But here are some things I think you'll find. Number one is, the longer you look at an image, the more you'll see that needs to be processed. Little things will start to become visible, and you want to do a little tweak here and a little tweak there that maybe you wouldn't see if you just leapt into processing without giving it that preliminary look. The second thing I'll bet big money on that you'll find out is that you'll start to see more than one way to process an image. You might make it a relatively high-key, low-contrast. You might make it a really dark, somber, high-contrast. You might crop it this way. You might crop it that way. In other words, a captured image might have more than one destination. The way I often manifest this in my work is I'll find the same image works one way in one project with one set of processing, but works successfully in a different way with a different set of processing in a different project. I start to see more possibilities the more time I spend with an image. And here's the third thing you will probably notice, is that if you spend time with an image that looks like it has no potential, there's just nothing there. Why waste time with this image? I'm not talking about one that's technically flawed. I'm just saying one that doesn't have any spark of composition or creativity in it, but it's technically fine. The more you spend time with it, the more you will start to see possibilities, perhaps requiring extreme processing, but you'll start to see what it could be. I would go so far as to say that every technically good exposure that you've made that's in your Lightroom catalog has the potential to become something interesting. Maybe not a career maker, but something interesting. Don't just discard those bland, blah, stupid images. You might be surprised if you spend time with it and think about it and become open to it. You may very well find there's something fun you can do with it that doesn't occur to you until you spend time with it. And if you don't spend time with it, it'll never occur to you. So that's my proposal. It's up to you to determine whether or not this advice applies to you or whether or not you think I'm all wet. But what have you got to lose?
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.